You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty and I'm talking about the podcast is CM Punk returns to All Elite Wrestling. It's officially final and it was announced by Tony Khan. He's coming on AEW Collision debut and the match was fixed. The Bullet Club with Samoa Joe versus CM Punk and FTR. If I'm talking about these matches, it was like everything was awesome and it was, and after so many criticisms from CM Punk, and after that, if I'm talking about this match, it was really interesting. And even CM Punk has some injury also here. He came back after injury and even it took like so many months are here, and after so many days, so many weeks, so many months are waiting for CM Punk to return. And even some fans was really shocked, and even some fans was not so shocked, because the problem is that due to this controversy, everything was smashed and his career was getting affected. But what do you guys think after CM Punk, if CM Punk come to WWE, then will fans shock? Really shock or not? But I want CM Punk to return in WWE one last time, because he still deserves to return. Why? Because Cody Rhodes back. And even I want Daniel Bryan also come back again. I want John Moxley should come back again. And I want a debut for AEW wrestlers like Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, anyone, Hikuleo, anyone. I want to see Will Ospreay in WWE. It's my dream. I think in my as a fan experience, never say never, everything it will be possible at all. I still believe. But and even from Impact Wrestling, I want Magnus should come back in WWE to debut one match. But everything it was wasted in time. But I want to see, I personally want WWE should getting some changes, and even due to Triple H, head of the creative, and even I don't like Vince McMahon at all. Really disgusting. And even if I talk about that, some matches like CM Punk FTR win in AEW Collision debut after Punk's return from injury. Their sources from Bleacher Report, and it was like that. CM Punk and FTR defeated Samoa Joe, Jay White, and Juice Robinson in a six-man tag team match in a main event of the debut episode of AEW Collision on Saturday night. It was like it was everything is awesome, and even AEW on TV has tweeted that walking tall in the second city, hashtag AEW Collision. It was really awesome, like, and crowning him like the king, hashtag AEW Collision. It was like that, everything was very awesome, and you can just think about that. It was like something energetic, some missionary, some delusions, and absolute awesome. Punk last wrestled at the All Out pay-per-view in September 2022, beating John Moxley in the main event to become a two-time AEW World Champion. However, the 44-year-old veteran suffered a torn triceps, forcing him to vacate the title and take several months off to heal. He's absolutely right. As Punk's anticipated return drew closer, AEW All Elite Wrestling announced the debut of a new weekly Saturday show called Collision, leading to speculation and rumors about his return. The whispers grew even louder when AEW president Tony Khan announced that the first episode of Collision would be held in Punk's hometown of Chicago, which always gives its local hero a hugely positive reaction. Shortly thereafter, AEW confirmed that the Best in the World would be the face of Collision, and it was eventually established that he would team with close friends Dax Harwood and Cashwell in the first main event on the show. Anyway, never say never, I would like to say that at the top of the show, Punk came out and addressed his hometown crowd, calling out his haters and those that want him to change his ways. He doesn't plan on it, and his early appearance drove the audience in a frenzy. I personally believe that CM Punk is a daredevil, because his terrible situation just shocked the world, and it's completely believe it all. It's my personal belief that it was really awesome at all. Okay, so Joe, who is the reigning Ring of Honor television champion, has a long history with Punk dating back to the time together in ROH in the 2000s. They had a classic rivalry and many memorable matches in the promotion, making Joe's involvement in Punk's first match backfitting. Also, White has been viewed by a large portion of the AEW fan base as a potentially great opponent for Punk moving forward, and Saturday's match may have laid the groundwork for them to work against each other more in the future. Ultimately, there was little doubt Punk would win his return match in his hometown, and now that he has the win under his belt, he can be reintegrated into storylines moving forward and made into the focal point of Collision. So that's the thing of this, but it's my opinion is I want to see CM Punk back, but not AEW, but in WWE, because he is best for business for this. But I think Tony Khan made a decision, because there's something misinformation was spread and about it, that the AEW locker room doesn't like CM Punk, that have a backstage heat with it, and even some problematics with they have problems with Chris Jericho, they have problems with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. There's something misinformation was here, but it was not clear mentioned, because due to this company's reputation, everything was squashed out of here. And after some problematics was faced in AEW wrestling, and to be honest, I would like to say there are some major problems in this business. I think some was agree about it, but even there was lately clear that Chris Jericho doesn't have any problem in the AEW locker room backstage heat with CM Punk. But it was like that, my mind was that it would be another day. So who is spreading? Anyway, David Zaslav. Is it David Zaslav? No, this is not David Zaslav. And the Wrestling Observer. So the Wrestling Observer was observing. Wait a second. So the Wrestling Observer, Dave Meltzer. If I'm talking about that, Dave Meltzer, he is a journalist here, sports history, as a wrestler, podcast, and even he is a commentator in his own channel, Wrestling Observer. But in my opinion, I would like to share about that. Some predictions was not correct at all. He is not a god. I don't believe that he is a god of the wrestling. But even everybody can't be a god of the wrestling. But some predictions was correct and some predictions was absolute wrong, in my opinion. So this problem was actually faced by this. So I think, in my opinion, it would be a major problem. It needs to be clear at all, I think. So that will be the best for the business. So this will be the main thing, I believe. I personally believe. So if my everything is over, so that's the ending of the today's podcast, and we'll see you on the next podcast. And even I missed, and I'm uploading so much late because I was busy on my days in hometown, back in the hometown, and doing some good stuffs and doing some everything. It would be a good day. Okay, so see you next time. Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakraborty, sponsored by Anchor. Or you could just say Spotify Podcaster. Bye. Thank you. Love you so much.